There may have been a little bit left over at the end of the of Perek Samach, but we'll start Samach Aleph. Bechol dor v'dor chayev adam liras esatzmi kulesi mitzrayim. Shneema v'gadat l'vinuch b'yem uleimor b'avurze osa Hashem li b'tzeisim mitzrayim. So it says a person's mechuyev to see nitzhtar as if he went out of Mitzrayim. And then it says, lo yasav yisaynu b'lvad gol ha-kodesh baruch hu, alaf yisaynu gol imohem. It's not only Avisenu, but even Oisanu. So the two halves that sound almost the same. In other words, Cholder Chamelu Satzmoi Ki Ilu Yotza, and then says Lasein Vafat Galak Shbroch LaAvisenu. I mean, if anything, it's the order is reversed. The first one sounds a lot more emphatic, and the second one sounds a lot more hesitant. First one is Kach Shbroch who was. We have to see ourselves if we went out, and then it says Los of Aseinu. So Moral says, Pirish, Shekol Odom Chayiv Shir Atzmi Kilotzi Mitzrayim, V'yeshul Shabeach Lufor Lorim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Alzeh, K'mashim Messiah Fikon HaChayim L'Haydes L'Halo. So first thing, Stam, just a point that he's making, the flow of the sentence is, V'chol Dor HaChayim L'Sasmo, and therefore we're Mechuyiv to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Hemshech of it, it's you know, it's cut up into two. But it's really one hemshich. The chol dor v'chayev l'asmos moed lefikach nechem lohoides l'halal, something which wouldn't be there if it wasn't us. Now he says, what about ve'ein ze doimer l'masham achar kach lo yasav esen gol afeisanu? It's not the same thing. The kan rotzoloima kol dor v'chayev l'asmos atzmiki lehema yoytzim v'lo yabit hador ahu l'dor sheyotzu gam kein rak yira hador shehu ayoytzei מבלי שיאבד שחקים יוצא גם קין, כי כל דור ודור פני עצמו הוא, ולכך יר כי אלו הוא היוצא ליאבד אז לא סי, ולכך מייסי קרוב עבור זה עשה ליב לכסיב לנו, כי אלו היוצא. So the first point he says like this, if it would have just said לא עשה ויסיינו, then it would sound as if there is, that the only reason we were nigal is an agav grora of the first one. In other words, listen, It's like if I kidnap somebody, so not only do I kidnap the person, I kidnap the shirt also. I can't, you know, if I pick up somebody, I pick up the shirt and the chavis and his glasses also. So if our being nigal from Mitzrayim would not be in any way a siba for itself, then our chiyuv of shavach noidah would have been minimal. Because basically what we'd be saying is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out our forefathers because they went out, so b'meila with b'nechayrin. But that would be only agav grora, and b'meila the chi of shevach haido would be okay, you know, kind of agav. So l'chayl v'as atzmoy is an own chiyuv. Let's explain that. In a chinami, maybe, you know, isn't that a good point? I mean, at the end of the day, we went out only because our parents went out. We never had an experience going out of Mitzrayim. The answer is that there was a hashgacha on each and every one person, and each person himself, there was a hashgacha also. It's not the pshat, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought them out, and the male they had us. There's an element of hashgacha on each person, which means that there was a kavana to be goyel each and every person, and the male with the mechiyev to look at it is individual, not agav gror. Okay, so that's one half. It also means every door has its own mitzias, and as such, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this door, and he wanted this door, and wanted this door. So what's the hemshech? So he said a lot more. So what's he saying? Lo yasa sein b'lvad gol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval kamen om lo yasa sein b'lvad gol v'chulu ratzo lo ima. Kashem Yisparach Hu Shehoitzi Ha'ovez V'abonim Yachad. Ulefikach Om Lesev Hasem Vod Gola Afay Sonar Tzoloima. Bevade Mitzar HaMekabel Shehador Yira Kilu HaYoytze Mibli Sheyabat Al Acherim. Amitzar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shehu Poyol HaGula Hoitz HaKol B'Yachad. Upiris Davazer Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Gol Es Yisrael B'Klolus Shelehem. So Samael says an extraordinary point. Really, in many ways, it's a very central point to the Inyanim of the Gula and Leil Mitzrayim. The Baal Tanya says, Baal Tanya writes that, you know, Klal Yisrael, we know Klal Yisrael is considered in it as like one guf, and different chalokim of Klal Yisrael are parts of that guf. There's also an Inyan, and this is something we know from other makaris as well. All of the Deiris, Klal Yisrael lives in four dimensions also. And when you take a look at all the Deiris, there's a Deir that's called Deir Deya, and there's a Deir that's called Deir Hashmat, and there's a Deir that's called this Deir and that Deir. Each and every Deir has in itself, it's a slice in a bigger Klolius of Klal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he took out Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't happen to take out a group, and then they happened to have kids, and they have to have kids, and yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted each door, but each one individually. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out the others with the Bonim together, B'Teiras, that's the Mohus of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has in itself in Yonim that are Nishlam only through Dairis, and therefore the Tzura Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu that went out from Mitzrayim was HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out the first door and every single door with it as well. So from both sides there's a Tzad Maila. The HaKaras HaToiv that we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu for ourselves is not that he did a favor to our grandfather and B'meila we were Nitzel. Let's say somebody, when Allah is, you know, if you saw Makan, it's not a Nais for your grandfather, you say, Sha'asa Nais La'avi, and La'iskeni. That's because the Kavana was to a father, and B'meila, we came along. In Mitzad, the Kavana, we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly took us out also. But there's a second chelik to it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out Klal Yisrael in a tzura of Avos and Banim. There was a kavana there of Avos and Banim and a hemshech over there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Gula Shem Klal Yisrael Shlo Yisrael Vashos Mitzrayim. Ulefika Choysa Gula Banim Kerla Avos. Shlo Reitz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shinig Olam Ador Shatz Mitzrayim Valeim Bolvat Hibit. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gula would have been only for that door, Oz Choysa HaGula Oysa Dor Bolvat. Aber HaKadosh Baruch Hu eroitz a legal es Yisrael b'chlal. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was meichel an Indian in for all of Klal Yisrael. V'shem Yisrael b'shov al Klal Yisrael, l'fikach afayson agol e'moyen, l'fikach yuro kol ma'atzik v'yotzim Yisrael. Let's add one more knetch over here. Let's give an example. Let's say somebody has suffering from some sort of genetic illness. And it causes whatever problem in the body that it causes. And I do an operation, I fix it to that in that person's body. So that's nice, it's good, only works for that person. And next generation will need to have its own tikkun for whatever the problem is. Let's say I genetically correct it. So then I've made a correction for that family line. I've made a correction for that whole Hemshech HaDoiris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzidoi made the Gula Na'ofen where he was goyel the Ovis and the Bonim. At that moment, he was goyel the Bonim as well. The Tikkun that he made in Klal Yisrael was a Tikkun that would be Mamshech to the Bonim as well. So he says, because every HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gula wasn't on those people, it was on the Shem Yisrael. And since the Shem Yisrael is nitzos in everybody, like we explained before, it's a family line. So since HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a tikkun in Klal Yisrael, that would be that b'meila affects us. So it means like this: HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he took out not only our fathers, but he took us out in that pu'ula of taking out. He took us out as well because the shinui that he made in Klal Yisrael was a shinui be'atzmius. And not in that and on that particular sector of time, and b'meila our chiyuvs understand it as ourselves and our own gula rather than just an agav gror. So then it says Yesh Makshim Ma'or Oil Lone Yitzia. In what way did it help us? At the end of the day, we're in Golus, and we're beholden to Mesa'ilam, and we're under their domination. So what is it exactly that was accomplished? V'divei Avayhem, says it's Narishkeit. Ki kasha yotze Yisrael Mitzrayim kiblu hatoiv be'etzim, at shei ruyim ve'atzim liyas nechoyrin mitzad malosim. V'zois hamayla atzim sli Yisrael. V'kshehim ruyim les mechoyrin mitzad etzim malosim, v'dova mikri lo yivadil dova atzim yiklal. Let's talk about this. This is a point that's very central to Maral's understanding Klal Yisrael. It has a special k'nature over here, and let's talk about it. When we speak about Avdus and Ben Chorin, we tend to think of it as the circumstances surrounding it. If I work for myself, I'm an independent businessman, so everything that I earn goes to me. If I work for somebody else, whatever I earn goes to him. If I'm a slave to somebody, then whether I like it or not, whatever I produce goes to him, and that's that. So these are all the shell of Avdus and Chayrus, and it's the Chitzonius Shaboy. The Pnimius Shaboy means that I be'etzem am not capable of standing on my own two feet. I'm a dependent in many ways. Some people don't have the self-confidence to make their own decisions, so they're always asking somebody to make a decision for them. Some people are meshubit to what other people think of them. In the mohus of Avdus and Chayrus, there's also a tsuris hanefesh, a person's personality. This person there's a famous saying, I think the Magid said, maybe it says, "Ani abdecha ben amasecha," because an eved who's not a ben amah once knew the time of chayrus, and therefore his avdus is always not full. Mashainkin, somebody that is meshubit, somebody that's an eved ben amah, his etzim mohus is a meshubit. And therefore, he sees himself. So a person, you have two people struggling with the same set of circumstances. A person has a problem with a taiva. A person has a problem with other people. A person has a problem with self-esteem. All of those inyanim. So a person who is a ben chayrin means he believes himself to be the one to make decisions about himself, and therefore he makes those decisions. And he's determined to buck the tide because he wants to be the balabas over himself. A person who is an avdistic person is always, he doesn't have that sense that he can stand and so on and so forth. Now, as for somebody who's a ben chayrin, even if I was captured by somebody and I'm forced to do A, B, C, or D, I don't change my personality. I mean, the circumstances. But my personality doesn't change. Masha'in Kane, if I'm an Eved person, so Adrabah, even if I'm a Ben Chayrin, afterwards, Lemaisa, I always look to hook onto something, to latch onto something, because I don't see myself as a Ben Chayrin. We're talking about an innate Tchunis HaNefesh, something that sort of gives the person his tzura. That's Ben Chayrin versus Eved. Klal Yisrael is Ben Chayrin mitzad etzem alosom v'dova mikri levadal dova atzmi klal. And this is a point that he makes time and again, the Maral. Qualities that are innate to you, that go into your essential description, don't become lost even by circumstance. What they have now, they have these all sorts of materials. They call the materials with a memory. In other words, if you take a piece of clay, so however you form it or shape it, that's what it is, because it doesn't have a be'etzim de k'metzias. It's something that its metzias is b'mikra, and if you twist it and turn it another way, it becomes something else. Those things that are said to have a memory, so to speak, means they have a certain they have a certain tzura. So you can twist and turn it, and as long as it's twist and turn, it's not going to look like the original. But as soon as you take off the pressure, it snaps back, because that's its metzias. Kadayin al Yisrael amayla zeshe mechorin be'etzim im ashiba de b'mikra. We are b'nei chorin, even though we are meshubet. Ki achir sheisak ha-shproch es yisrov mitzrayim, b'nos neisam b'nei chorin, b'loi oid alaf melochim, sh'nem avatim tiyulim mamlechas karnim v'goy kodesh, zeh ha-shem yisrov be'etzim. So that became Kaisel Shem be'etzim. V'amayla v'achshiva sheish b'zeh l'nispatel b'galusim shu mikra. That mile doesn't stop. That's what you have, Lamosh, it says Yisrael is azim sheva umais. They're daring because, again, they don't become his battle. Ulefikach oimrim chachme Yisrael, kol Yisrael b'nei melochim. That's not locha, it's strange. It says in Chazal, it's nagea locha lemaisa, and different types of things that would be fit only for a prince to wear is called a levush of everybody in Yisrael. There are different shilas in terms of boshes, in terms of Michael and different gemaras. The Meisol of Nei Melochim is a halachic norm. In other words, a member of Kaisel, even if he's downtrodden or a pauper, that's because something is holding him down. Take it away, the person sees himself as Ben Melech. Kolosom Melech af begalusom. It's interesting. When people talk about Kaisel's success in the Doris and everything, in business and science, whatever it is, and so on, it has to do also with the pshat that we see ourselves, it's as Bnei Chayrin. We see ourselves as being able to initiate things rather than just accept things foisted on us. So as long as there's pressure that we can't get out of, we're subdued, we're subjugated, and so on. The minute it's we let go, we spring back because our metzias of nechayrin. The ein sofik shekama dvarim shachin yisrael ma'amayla v'achshivus achshem chayrin be'etzim val yigra kochom hashem avodim b'mikra v'dova posha zeh milayich b'dova shemavuah l'misha hevin dova zeh. So the Maral says it two very important things that we saw. First of all, in terms of the geula and relating it to us as opposed to our parents, it's the geula that HaKadosh Baruch Hu initiated wasn't to our forefathers, it was to the Shem Yisrael. And therefore, every door that has a Shem Yisrael is the one that was nigal. The chalois geula that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed was on the Shem Yisrael. That anyone who's nice to Shem Yisrael is Be'etzim Ben Chayrin. So it's true that he did it to our fathers, but we see it as ourselves because, like he says before, means not we are schlepped along. If he was a Ben Chayin, I'm a Ben Chayin. But the Pshat is Be'atzmius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Goyal Yisrael. And B'meila, we, a few thousand years ago, are as much Yisrael as our parents were a few thousand years ago. It's one and the same. Secondly, he says, the Geula we're talking about is not the Mikra that we are kind of... we happen not to have an ol on our shoulders, because we do now have an ol, and we couldn't possibly be mishaber for that. But we're talking about a tchunas ha-nefesh. Kalaisol b'nei chayim be'etzim, and malchus fits them. Whenever we're subjugated, it's pressure that's holding us down. But let the pressure go, it snaps back to its original tzura. That is the b'nei chayim that we are. Okay, and tomorrow there won't be a shir, Mitzvah Thursday there'll be a shir again. I hope to continue.